A community forum in Murray Bridge this month aims to tackle the need for more sustainable funding for vulnerable families and children. Annette Causibar is an organiser for the Flourish by Five seminar on October 27. The local advocate for funding for women and children in regional areas joins me to discuss. Welcome, Annette.
Yes, hello, Jenny.
I like the name of this seminar, Flourish by Five. What does that mean?
Oh, that actually means that we want all children, children in our community, to really get ahead and have a bunch of skills ready to go on into kindy. Flourish by Five will do that. They learn to get on and to be happy, feel safe, feel confident, and away they go. And those kids move ahead all the time. Mm. The kids that don't have that opportunity, it's difficult.
Yeah, indeed. What is the current situation for families and children who are vulnerable, who need support in Murray Bridge?
Murray Bridge has an unbelievable number of fabulous programs for children. I don't know, I would count up 20, 25 or more from across AC Care and Headspace. They do older kids. And then you've got Centre Care who deal with kids and mothers. Tinnery, it's beautiful. It's all there. But we feel we're missing some of the kids that we'd like to have flourish and be happy and confident and run around and meet people and just get on. So that's what we're after, trying to locate the children that aren't going. Sometimes it's just because the parents are busy. It may not be anything else. But there are times when parents are not necessarily comfortable being part of the community. So we want to be able to reach those parents who don't bring their kiddies in to see that they can learn to take on board the skills that are necessary.
What are some of those programs that could really benefit those kids?
Oh, well, let me have a little look. I forget. Programs at AC Care, there's Hippie, there's Minya, Creche, there's family support programs, loads of those. Communities for Children. They have a heap of stuff going on. Murray Mallee Children and Families Network, Murrundi, that's for Aboriginal families and children. Loads of play groups in the Murraylands, Education Department stuff. There's a lot there, but we still need to reach the people who are not connected to that community.
Yeah, give them a chance. And from what I understand, there are all of those services available, but it's a lot of grunt work that people are putting in who work in those organisations year after year, you know, 6 month period after 6 month period to put in grants, right? It's a really, as far as I'm aware, not necessarily a sustainable process.
No, I look at, because I've worked in Headspace and worked with Centre Care on meetings, you know, where we gather, and I've done that for 25 years now, and I just watch these people, men and women, just battling to do the right thing by families, and I get so annoyed when I hear somebody saying, oh, you know, the methamphetamine bit, nothing's being done. Well, pardon me, there's plenty that's being done.
How would you like to see the funding model improved for these organisations tirelessly working to help these families?
Well, I can't actually do that, Jenny. You know, their CEOs have got to do that. But what I can say as a community member and an advocate, I was talking to Linda Martin yesterday. I said to Linda, you know, do you remember way, way back, 20 years or more, a couple of men came to you. This was our domestic violence group. She chaired it. Came and said, look, can we have a program for men? Our women, our wives are going to see someone. Can we have someone? And Linda started up a group for the men so that they could offload and get some help at the same time as their women were. And it was lovely. She got the funding. A month or so later, it was pulled. No reason, just pulled. And I think that for regional South Australia, because the economic situation is really difficult, we need to be absolutely on guard that there's no funding that's pulled. And I remember when the victim support funding was pulled, and I'm not going to name the person, but that was the single most service that people could walk in off the street and go and say, can I chat to you? And that was pulled right across South Australia, the money, the funding. all of the offices were closed. So that was a big blow. So my thing is we need sustainable, critical funding for service provision for our most vulnerable, and particularly as we are in the most disadvantaged category. So if the government recognises that disadvantaged category, and the Jesuit priests have done the same stuff, if we are disadvantaged here, then they need to recognise that and give the funding and do not withdraw. Because these workers work like mad to twist and turn to get that particular program to suit that group. You know, it's not just meeting with them, they work, they'll alter it because it needs to be altered, they'll tweak it, and it's absolutely cruel if the funding is pulled.
With us at the moment is organiser of an upcoming Flourish by Five seminar in Murray Bridge. It'll be on October 27 at the Murray Bridge Uniting Church. Annette Causibar is with me. Now, Annette, tell us a little bit more about this seminar, what's planned, and who'll be there.
Deputy Mayor Wayne Thorley will be there. He'll be really good. He'll help us put a recommendation through to government. And it's all about funding and just not pulling it, not withdrawing it for the people who are most disadvantaged or most vulnerable, is how we'll put it. We have Molly O'Brien, and that is amazing, and will really bring tears to people's eyes. This little seven-year-old, she's on YouTube. We have James Bamford. He's the previous officer in charge here in Murray Bridge and has been, I think, six or seven years. We've brought him back, or I've brought him back, because he's worked with the mayor on the Murray Bridge Safe. He's worked a lot with programs and initiatives. So he's coming to talk, and we have Elspeth McGuinness from the UniSA. She's just amazing and wonderful, and she's wanting to start a program with women and children. Then we have Shane Maddox, CEO of AC Care. He's a lovely man overseeing a whole heap of programs there. So we've got three superb speakers. I'll be introducing Kathy Smith, the current Citizen of the Year. We've got a fabulous supper by the Uniting Church Women, and it's just really good.
I hope it goes well. It sounds like a really important discussion to be had, Annette Causibar.
Yes, it is. It doesn't sound it, but it's critical.